Blog Talk Radio. time once again for another program on the Diminished Pitch Entertainment Network. And today is a Diminished Pitch Entertainment music special featuring the music of Scale Fighter. Well, Scale Fighter comes from Canada, and I happen to have known the guitar player, the composer of most of their material, except for one song, which I will be playing later on in the program. I've known the guitar player for quite some time, ever since we were both 18 years of age, and I don't want to give away my age, and I don't think that he would like me to give away his age either, but I have known Craig Passon for a long time, and like I said, he wrote the majority of the new Scale Fighter CD. Now, I'm sure that for a lot of you that do listen to the metal internet radio stations out there, you've probably heard this song, and I would like to tell people that this song was used to promote the United Flower Horns Association's big show coming up in Singapore as promotions to get music across the world and to basically show off all of those beautiful tropical fish. And I got that opportunity because I know certain artists that have dedicated their music, not only from the aspect of the metal music of Scale Fighter, but New Day Dawn and Seraphin and a few country artists that have been on the Diminished Pitch Entertainment Network. Now, yesterday we had a discussion about guitars and guitar tones, and you know, when you're live, you might not hear the same type of production due to the fact that there might be only one guitar. There might be only one guitar player, but in the recording session, there might be a rhythm track underneath the lead, okay? In the case of Scale Fighter, there is only one guitar player, only one. So you can hear all of the overdubs from the aspect of the rhythm guitar tracks that were recorded, as well as the lead guitar tracks. And I have spent time in the studio with Craig myself, because I was taking recording classes way, way back, and it was part of a project that I had with him. Now, when you're a younger guitar player, it takes a lot of time to develop into an artist sometimes to put out some of your original songs. And I do know that Craig has played for other recording acts along the way, but this is his project. Like I said, he wrote most of the material. I think only one of the songs was written by the singer Rob Teets, and you know, there is so much to understand about music nowadays. Yesterday, Brad Wilson, a blues player, and I talked about guitar play, and I'm looking forward to talking to Craig about the development of his sound over the years. Like, sound is a statement. Sound is, you know, what makes a guitar player stand out. And I do know some of the influences of Craig's, and it does show in his type of guitar playing. I know that he's a big Michael Schenker fan, and you know, that is the part about metal guitar playing in comparison to blues guitar playing or flamenco guitar playing that Brad brought up yesterday. A lot of it is practicing your scales, okay? And I know that Craig has been educated. He actually went to school involving himself in this trade known as music. And when you dedicate yourself to a particular type of music, you want to basically put out that type of music. So I my hat's off to him for putting out this album. Now I have two more songs to play, and I think I will play Again. Now, Again is written by the singer, Rob Teets. And I want you to hear this song. We did play it once before when Clyde Hill, the manager of Me and May, was on the program, and Craig was on that program as well. So without further ado, here's Again by Scale Fighter.
My lips
that was the song Again by Scale Fighter. Now, does that not remind you of a power metal ballad that is very, very typical of the power metal bands that are out there today? Now, when I think of music, I think of various different styles of music, and you do hear various different kinds of tone inflections in the guitar playing, as well as the singer for that particular tune. Now, coming up tomorrow, I will be doing another music showcase. Unfortunately, Craig was actually supposed to be on the program tomorrow, but unfortunately, due to some private issues, we've had to rebook him. I do not know the date as of yet, and we are expecting a text interview from him as well. So it's all going to focus around that text interview, but tomorrow on the program, I'm doing another showcase that will feature a country music artist by the name of Morgan Riley, who is scheduled to be on the Diminished Pitch Entertainment Network, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. So I've received her three songs, and I will be reviewing them tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and high noon here on the Pacific West Coast of North America. Now, without further ado, I have one more song to play, and this song is the song Never by Scale Fighter. It's one of the three songs that are sent out to radio stations. Like, gone are the days long ago where an FM radio station would play a full album. Usually bands are sending out just three songs for airplay nowadays. So without further ado, and I'm going to say goodbye to everybody, this is Never, and see you tomorrow here on the Diminished Pitch Entertainment Network.
I'm fishing the endless mind forever. Never thought I'd see you again. Never thought I'd see you again. Can't you hear the memories? You tore the pages from my heart. Never thought I'd see you again. Never thought I'd see you again. Can't you hear the memories? You tore the pages from my heart.
All the pages from